serpents. The gopis are in three groups. Gopis have three groups. Those who are sadhana, those who are deva,
deva kanya,
and those that are eternal nitya. So, amongst the
we have something discussed about five or six days before all these things.
Someone else.
In
our class.
Can I read to you what I have, what is written here? Aoutiki.
Ajautiki. Ajautiki. Ajautiki not?
First
Ajautiki.
Ajautiki.
Then Ajautiki.
Ajautiki.
In a group and not in a
those group. Those who are sincerely following the regulative practices of devotional service with love for Krishna and yearn to become his gopi associates take birth at various times one by one or in groups of two or three in the land of Raja. These Ayotiki gopis may be divided into two groups. Prachina and Nava. Prachina gopis, after engaging in devotional service for long time, the Prachina gopis take birth in the same area where the Lord's eternal dear liberated gopis have come. Nava gopis have a relatively short time spent in devotional practices. The Nava gopis take birth in the wombs of humans, demigoddess or other mothers, and then after that birth, they are able to take birth as gopis in the land of Raja. Now I want to know about this second group, Nava gopis. Why, first they take birth in the womb of human or demigoddess, and then later on take another birth?
It may be, it not may be. If you are practicing, and only we want to be the next servant of Kishori Radhika, don't want anything, only that thing. Krishna come, will come. He say, what do you want? I want to be Radha Dasa. I want to be Rupanjari Dasa. No. You should. It is servants of but no gopi. Deva kanya are anything. Any gopi not gopi. Sadhak meant that it is very durlabh to get Kishori of Srimati Radhika. Why should he not take this post? Then he takes that post. Then Krishna gives him.
Next.
But these are chains.
Steps.
But very slowly. And those who go direct, they don't, quotes and quotes, left and left, what can go? But I will be only that. Not less than that. So much grief. Then they will have your journey in Jyoti. And there they will have association with Nitya Siddha. And they call you Jyoti. Rasa and every Leela.
Krishna Chakravarti Thakur has given very good explanation in the 10th canto.
That thing we have discussed very early. Very good thing. And that is very, very important thing.
Ramasamita, I have also given one to show.
bodyguard. We have one, I am telling of that. This one has been working as a teacher, he has discussed here. Of Kaunta Shloka.
29,
chapter 6, 9 and 10. Kaunta Shloka.
Nine and ten.
Sex
nine and
ten.
Ten.
In the Rakshila, nine
or
ten.
About the different types of
ghosts. Bhuta Subha. Bhuta Subha. Bhuta Subha. Bhuta Subha. And actually, that is it. There are two slopes.
About the different types of
gopis. And this should be taken. Jiva Goswami has also given, but this is very.
Yes, Jiva Goswami has given slightly different
explanations.
What number is that? Text?
Number 10.
8 and 9.
8 and 9. Yeah. 8 and 9. This is Shlok Vishnu Mahatma. Clearly written all this. He has also cleared this there that in Jyotaki, the munis of Dandakaranya, so many. They were practicing from before for Krishna in Gopal Mantra. And they, but their practices came to low degree. But when they saram, they at once arose in high degree. They don't wanted or prayed Ram to be Pati. They were only praying that Krishna may or Pati. And Ram certainly knew and gave them. They came to Braja as a gopi next time. In these gopis, there were two kinds of gopis. One who easily gave the association of Nitya Siddhanta. By the grace of Yogamaya, they went easily to Rasa. But those who had children and affection for children, those who has been associated with their husband, they could not go, and they have no association. But they have heard the Krishna pastime, so they have some eager to get Krishna and to go to Ras. But their husband
stopped them,
and they were separated from their Gunmaya Deha, not living there. This body, taking it, their body. Only Gunamai Bhav was that Bandhan were all cut off. What Bandhan? He is my son, he is my child, he is my pati, husband, he is my. All connections, all affections were cut off. These are called bandhan. And they at once went to Krishna. You know, could you teach? Will you take water? Aap log lenge?
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that the milk dried up in their breath. They no longer were any more the same.
Nothing is here that Guru went with his physical body to Guru Aloha. But it is stated in Narada Upakhyan that leaving his physical body, he went to Vaikuntha. A sadhak is doing bhakti. Diksha kale bhakta kare atma samarpan, sei kale krishna tare kare atma samarpan, sei deha tar kare siddhanandamay. Have you read this thing? Sei deha tar kare siddhanandamay. When a man takes initiation of Gopal mantra from Gayatri or any mantra from Gurudev, at that time Krishna tare kare atma sam, Krishna dhals this sadhak, those who have taken diksha, to his equal. Equal means chinmay. Krishna is chinmay and he makes them chinmay, but not physical body. What is the use of doing this? But automatically, when Krishna diksha comes, and by the association and mercy, dhire dhire, gradually, this body's gunmay bhav goes indirectly, not by sin. And gradually, chinmay bhav comes. At last, we don't see bhakta dev becomes full chinmay. But he has to left it anyhow, whether anyone can see or not. Because this will not be.
So when we say Dhruva went back with his body, it doesn't mean this body.
In the in a different drishti mein.
Second.
Other vision.
Yeah.
Sadharan. There was no sadhar. They said that with this body, physical body is going. But actually it was not.
Pandava
is also. Same. In Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Kirtan for these things, always this. Material is here and physical body is here. And immortal, Krishna Sevav Payogi, Sari se ho chala jata.
So, I think we will stop now. We all have to every day go back at a certain time. He's saying it, our Guru Maharaj is Radha Damodar Guru, so we must make offerings. And we're all. So maybe we will at this time stop each day. Now that you know what we want, perhaps you could, like tomorrow, we could do.
You come prepared.
We are prepared, but supposing there's no question.
Then you should tell the subject.
Okay.
And we will discuss.
Okay.
Some points should be noted.
Key topics.
Key topics. And then we will discuss about it.
Tomorrow we'll do the next chapter.
Chapter 33. We can outline the subject matter.
We can make that the most important part. Make it up the top question. And we may come 9:15. No problem?
No.
9 is a little hard. 9:15, I think.
In the meantime, one day I want to be in Vrindavan Rukhna Sangha.
So when you are there, can we come there? Or better not?
In the evening, I can return.
No, but we can go there. We can see you there.
Yes.
That is also very nice. Wherever you are, we will go.
I will tell you that tomorrow.
Tomorrow
we are here.
It's very difficult. When you get the association of devotees, it becomes easier. So I was experiencing when you're telling us the pastime, it's much more visible in our mind. It becomes much easier to see in this association. But myself.
All this grace of your Gurudev and Mentor. If you have not met, nothing was done. We are in hell, but Gurudev take us from hell and he has sent in Mathura, Vrindavan and given so beautiful things. So we were for all time you are really indebted to them and our Guru Parampara also. If Rupa Goswami is not here, if Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada was not, at first we are not thinking about their mercy, but now we feel their mercy.
By reading the words of the Acharyas, one feels very much their mercy. One feels as if one is maintained by them.
Certainly. Are you going to do anything?
Worshippers of Radharani, they feel a sense of exclusivity where they only concern with Radharani, to the point where Raghunath Das Goswami, in one of his prayers, I don't know exactly where, but he says, I don't even care about Krishna. I only care about Krishna because he's related with Radharani, but all I really care about is Radharani. So our question, or this question was, if you could explain or talk something about the feeling of the followers of Radhadasyam, how they feel exclusively concerned with Radharani.
I want to hear your own.
Lalita and Vishaka and Sri Rupa Manjari are so much satisfied to be with Srimati Radhika that their only interest is like that. And when Krishna approaches, if Krishna approaches Rupa Manjari, she immediately says, Radhe, Radhe. So she feels simply she becomes absorbed in seeing and doing what she must do at her own. And she experiences Krishna through Srimati Radharani, not directly.
Kamanu
Sambandhalu.
The meaning of Kamanu want Krishna. That is commandment as gopi. So every gopi, every raganuga, madhurya bhakta, wants Krishna, no doubt. But secondly, not all bhog kamana. I want to meet Krishna. It is a bhog, kind of bhog. So they never want. So they want to be sakhi, sevika of Srimati Radhika. And Radhika gives opportunity to meet them. So Raghunath Das Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and all the Rupanuja Vaishnavas want to serve Srimati Radhika, but there will not arise question that they don't want Krishna. By Radhika, in Anugatya Radhika, they want to serve both Radha and Krishna both.
But through Radhika.
Sometimes, neglecting Krishna and supporting Radhika makes Krishna more So that is the idea of Radha Nuga Vaishnava. Understand? Clear? So the answer is also clear.
Now, we have a question from Naveen. Yesterday he brought up one question about the describes how there were there's 96 varieties of heroes, and one third Dwarka, one third Mathura, and one third Vrindavan. Now, where is, and out of those, it is Pati and Upapati relationship. So, what are the examples of Upapati in Mathura and Upapati in Dwarka?
Kubja is Samanya, so it does not come in the line of Swaki or Parthi. Only Samanya.
Samanya
means not a deceit or Rati. It does not want the happiness of Krishna.
Some personal desires,
yeah. But he does not want any another person. So it has counted in our samadhi. Only for this purpose.
So then, now his question is, where is the example of Upapati?
And where is the example of Pati? Pati, Krishna is Pati of Satyabhama Rukmini. But the wives of other Jadavas who are newly married, if they see Krishna, they want to meet Krishna. So, Krishna is Pati. Mathura.
That means we did not actually.
Mathura and Dwarka has been counted in one.
So, the desire came
to Pati in Mathura, when Krishna entered Mathura,
yeah,
to kill
yeah,
Krishna.
That's right. The wives were on the rooftops and windows looking.
Is Bhakti Pati in Mathura?
Mathura mein Mathi, Rupa Goswami and Ji Goswami has told that Satyabhama Rukmini are the same in Mathura. Somewhere in Puran it is written that Dwarka was married from Mathura.
That Dwarka was
married to place
Rukmini was married at Mathura when Krishna was at Mathura. And
I think sometimes they may go back and forth. But then Pati in Vrindavan.
Those who Sadhakatani, some of them, not real pati, but like pati. By some gopi, not
the mood is like.
Mood is like. But yet they are upapati. But they want that Krishna mood.
They have that
the idea, abhiman.
They pray to Katayana.
Katayana, and Krishna himself recognizes them. So they knew as the abhiman that Krishna is also always there, but not actually married. Only garland, Gandharva Viva. Gandharva Viva? And Devadharma is also there. He knows everything, you can ask him.
You had a question about...
He has remembrance more than me. I forget everything, but he does not forget.
When you see me, you remember my Guru Maharaj.
You had a question about Lalita and Vishakha not wanting to be group leaders?
They are group leaders,
yeah,
but they do not have any abhiman that they are group leaders. But yes, they were. Eight Sakshivar,
all group leaders.
Narika. And Dalitan Gan, Vishakha Gan, Sitra Gan, and eight Sakshi. And more than this, Anand Manjari. No, actual. Yeah. They wanted to meet Radha and Krishna. But Bhatra, Shyamala,
Pali
Sadhya like Vishakha of Umbravati. Sakura Sita, Kotha Sita.
We read in Pujana Nilamani that the relationship of Subal with Krishna had many of the intimacies of even conjugal love, meaning that he was so intimate in dealing with Krishna's conjugal love with the gopis, and knowing that he was... It was very deep like that. So what is...
Krishna used to send Subal,
yes,
to do avisar with Krishna. So sometimes in the night, he used to go to Radhika. And anyhow, by Ishara means, by any... that he should come. Ishara mane ki hai re? Ishara.
Indication.
Gupta hidden. Hidden indication.
Hint.
Anyhow, tells to Radhika, not directly, not going there, anyhow by any means, by Sakhi, that he is waiting for Srimati Radhika, who wants to meet, Krishna wants to meet her. Madhur madhur nishayam jyotirud bhasitayam sintakusham suvasa klipta karpurohita subala sukham ekita subala sakha ekita dutika nasthasta. In the night, in Purna Chandra, Purna Chandra means Purnima, wearing white dress, white in white tilas, descubre que no estás ahí, no mangues, no te no. Shivali is going onward, and next Srimati Radhika, taking finger in hand, she is going. Shivali is going alone onward, and Srimati Radhika, taking